BOE back in session. We have a BOE 419 currently has a tight window and when that we can reach them, so I'm going to try to call them right now before we take up the in-person today. Joseph, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, I had a note here that you had a window of 10 o'clock, so we thought we'd try to call you first. You're out there in the Branson Hills development where they got reassessed and pretty good increase. Is that what I remember?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Just to make sure first, can you tell us what your card said as far as your appraised value? Or do you have it?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can get it in.
Okay, just a second. Let's just verify. I'm going to verify with the assessor. She's sitting here. Just a second. Do you have the value? It's a BOE 419, LOTH, last name.
Yeah, LOTH.
It's $432,860.
Right now, it shows 460, going from 310 up to 461, a 49% increase.
Okay, what do you have now?
432-860. 432-860?
Yeah.
Okay.
432-860. Yeah, first, the reason I asked is because after the cards had to go to the printer at a certain date, so there was a factor decrease on some of the residences, so what's ended up happening is that the values in your card were actually higher than they actually are. The value that the assessor has right now is 432-860. Obviously, there's still an increase, but it's not as much as what you were talking about before. That's about $30,000 or $40,000 down.
Yeah, so it's still a 39% increase. And
right.
I guess my question is, per the state statute, it's supposed to be equitable in the county, and the only area that I can find that got adjusted is our neighborhood. I think the average was 39%, and I went and looked at every single neighborhood on Branson Hills, and the average was a 9% increase. So I'm trying to see how the assessor office, one, targeted just Branson Hills. And if that's the case, are we going to do every other neighborhood, or why? I guess my question is, why were we targeted?
Yeah, and I'm going to give you a brief, and then I'm going to let the assessor respond to that. But basically, we are a citizen board. We're not for or against the assessor. We're just an independent board, okay? So we take tax appeals, so this is not – I'm not trying to defend. I'm just indicating what's basically happened. The assessor, of course, is tasked – every 2 years with reassessment in the county, and from a manpower standpoint, basically they started in the east and basically swept over, and Branson is basically the last area, which is the most densely populated, of course, and they basically got to the northern edge of Branson and got to some neighborhoods, but certainly not a lot of them. So that's basically what's happened at this point. And the new assessor, when you asked about will these other ones, yes, they will by the new assessor. If he does his job, which I assume he will, they will go through those. But yes, your neighborhood got hit first as far as the assessment goes. As a board, what we're looking at is to make sure that the assessed value, which we have at 432-860, is not in excess of fair market value, because on a valuation claim. But we have had other people in your neighborhood want to talk about discrimination. Discrimination is generally a systematic intent to treat other people differently, or treat other properties differently. This is just a question of they have gotten to the northern edge where you guys are, and so and we'd like to do something about the percentage increase, but we have no ability to do that. It's just that it hasn't been assessed in a long time, and that's what's happened. We've had properties that have been the same for 30 years, and then all of a sudden they get their increase, and of course It's a sticker shock. So that's kind of where it sits, and I'm going to let the assessor answer anything else on that part, so that, and then you can ask any questions you want to.
Okay, just so you know, again, we did not target your subdivision. We've been moving from the east over, started in the bottom right corner of the county and worked our way across the Mark Twain, Bradleyville, Forsyth School District, all of those. Actually, the first ones to get hit were those neighborhoods along T Highway and Lakeshore Drive. And as you can understand, as we moved across the lake there, then yours is right in line with where we're heading. And so when we came to your home, our appraiser came out and he remeasured. He added things that were missing. You were missing a bathroom. You're missing a fireplace. There's several other things that weren't on your assessment. The statute does say we cannot go up more than 15% unless we visit the property, but we did so. The gentleman was out there literally taking pictures of all four sides, measuring, and so I believe that you are fairly assessed the same as your neighbors, and your value is one of the lower ones in that neighborhood. And so is there anything else I can let you know?
I don't agree. I'm not trying to debate. I just don't think it was equitable. I mean, I just don't think it was equitable when you've got neighbors in my neighbor, I mean, in Elm Branson Hills, and it was just our neighborhood. And, I mean, I understand your position, and, you know, my taxes have continued to go up every single year, so it's not like they haven't gone up. They haven't gone up, so I just don't agree with this large of an increase. I just think it's and it's specifically targeting the neighborhood of it. I mean, it's very clear. I mean, it's documented that you just targeted our neighborhood.
The assessor wanted to say a response.
Well, the assessor doesn't have anything to do with your taxes. We have to do with your value, which is really just your percentage of what is owed in that school district or that levy district. So when you see your stuff going up and fluctuating on different years, that's your levy people. And that's when you get your bill, look on the right side. The levy is the schools, the fire department. I'm sorry to say for you that you're in a SID, which probably adds a couple $1,000 to your actual bill that most people don't have, but that doesn't mean you're exempt from having your property actually assessed properly. And that was my concern. My concern is everyone is done the same way, using the same point system to figure out what your percentage of the pie is. That's how it works. The assessor doesn't target people. They don't go out, you know, trying to figure out if they like somebody or don't. It's just a blank slate, and we try to let people know what's going on. And I don't know if you've looked at Beacon lately. We've added assessment layers and appraisal layers, so you can see if somebody has actually come to your property. That'll show up in color on the appraisal layers. On the assessment layers, you can compare yourself with price per square foot on the structure, price per square foot on land, or if it's not price, like in a subdivision, you don't really have a price per square foot on your land. What you have is a land value. So those lots are improved lots, and those have a typically set value. And we do land studies on that based on sales.
The real question is where is the money going to go? That was my next question, because after talking to the superintendent of schools, because that's the biggest part of our tax.
Well, exactly. I mean, here's...
They can only get a 5% increase.
There you go. So let me tell you something. The reason why I started doing this by school district and not and concentrating on one at a time is we never seem to be able to reach a part where those levying entities would roll back per the Hancock Amendment, where they were supposed to roll the levy back. It was always just underneath, so they had to be able to take as much as they could. And then they also have a way where they slide money into it under another shell that's like debt service. And one of the things you'll notice in the newspaper, which is this is why I ran for assessor, you know, these schools are at, and I'm not picking just on the schools, there's other things too, they keep adding new buildings, and two of the bigger districts, as you know, have added brand new buildings even this year. And then when they slide that money under the shell, in the newspaper I saw this one year for one of the schools, and they're like, shall the voters vote to keep the levy the same? And people had no idea that it was an assessment year and that they were voting to raise their own taxes. They had no idea because of the way it was worded. And shall we keep the levy the same? Well, no, it was an odd year. And they knew darn well the assessor, if they're doing their job, is going to change those values and that it would go up. And so, again, you know, I understand your frustration. I'm in the same position as you. I'm in the same school district. I'm frustrated, too, but I've done what I could, and I've been as fair as I could.
And Joe, we've had other people from your neighborhood, as you probably know also, that, you know, very, very grumpy about this, and we certainly understand we're all citizens of the county as well, and it's frustrating. If there would have been a couple of more, another month, maybe the assessor would have gotten to all of Branson Hills, and it would have been maybe an easier pill to swallow, but they just weren't able to, I guess, at this point. But we have not found any systematic intent to discriminate or target previously, but we can certainly, as I indicated, if you think that 432,860 value is not is higher than fair market value, we can listen to any argument on that. But
so, David, you misspoke. We did get to all of Branson Hills. We just didn't get to all of Branson.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got to all of Branson Hills.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hills.
Okay. Well, at least they did that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But do you have any argument on the value? And I wanted to make sure you understood that value was not what was on your card. It is at 432,860. Do you have anything on that?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to say? Because I want to let you say what, you know, whatever you want to on this. Okay.
No, I will be, if you guys decline,
right,
I will be appealing to the state.
Right, and I think there's probably going to be a group of you that are going to do that, and I, you know,
yeah,
in any direction we get from them, we're happy, to get it. So, if,
okay.
But as, from our standpoint, does the board have any other questions?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Just so you know that when the assessor comes into office, the assessor does not get to assess their own property, nor does anyone in the office do that. The state came out and did mine, and they discovered my measurements were wrong, and they added a couple feet to each side of my house, and they come back every year. So you're not being picked on. Everything is being corrected and trying to make everybody go under the same rules, under the same measurement principles, all equalized.
Okay. With respect to BOE 419, I would make a motion to set the value at 432,860, the appraised value at 432,860, and to deny a discrimination claim. I don't know if that's been marked or not, but I assume that's one of them.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We've set the value at that 432,860 and denied the discrimination claim. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and of course there'll be instructions on how to go to the state tax commission on that. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. And I hate to do this to you one more time, but Russ, I'm prepared in the Myers cases to make a motion to set them to the 23 values or whatever the state tax commission comes out with. Decide. I'm not going to give a reason, but anyway, that's okay. And that's as to BOE. Unless you just want to sit here for billable hours.
No.
So, page 8.
I was trying to, I was just giving you a hard time. Okay, I think you've got 5 of them, 605, 366, No, excuse me.
Yep, that's right.
Not 605. That's a different